You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. For our final story today, we're headed back to San Francisco's Chinatown. Patricia Chin was born there. She'd never left the neighborhood when she auditioned to be a chorus girl. It was quite a leap for a young Asian American born in 1935, but she loved the adventure, and she saw it as a way to bring home extra money. Her group, the Chinese Vanities, performed in nightclubs up and down the West Coast. Patricia Chin sat down in San Francisco's StoryCorps booth at the Contemporary Jewish Museum with her granddaughter, Christina Chin. She shared her tale of a glamorous life that came from humble beginnings.
One permanent job I had was as a board marker at E.F. Hutton & Company. I would watch the ticker tape go by and I would mark the prices of stocks on a blackboard. Well, being a board marker, I only made $30 and some cents a week. When I looked in the one ads, I saw dancers wanted no experience necessary, will train. And I think the pay was something like $85 to $100 a week.
And what kind of dancers were these?
Just chorus girls.
Really? $80. So then what did your mom think of you dancing?
I don't think she knew.
And what was it like going on tour?
Oh, it was fabulous because I'd never been out of Chinatown ever before in my life. And here I get to travel, meet people, and they would take us out to dinner and wine and dine us and treat us like celebrities. I was courted every night.
But did you ever fear or know it wouldn't last?
At 21, I don't think you fear growing old yet, but I know it wouldn't last forever. So, of course, I keep my eye open for a nice young man to come along and sweep me off my feet.
When did Grandpa Chin come into the picture?
One of his friends was having coffee with him at the On coffee shop. It was a coffee shop on Grant Avenue that was open 24 hours. He was telling him that I work at the Sky Room and that I was a real pretty girl. So they decided to come to the Sky Room to look me up. And they keep coming every night. Butch, my husband, didn't want me to work anymore at night. He said, this is no way to bring up a child with the hours I had. So I quit dancing at that time and I got my job as a board marker back again. But when Grandpa passed away in 2002, I went back to classes again at the recreation center.
What inspired you to do that? Just having more time?
Well, some of my other friends who used to be dancers start going too. Then we said, why don't we start a little group and start entertaining for senior centers and maybe veterans hospitals too. Mm-hmm.
If they ask me.
So looking back, is there any one moment or experience that really stands out in your dancing career?
Oh yes. On my last year of dancing, Columbia Pictures came out looking for a sleazy nightclub for Pal Joey to find a job in. Mm-hmm. And Pal Joey was played by Frank Sinatra.
I could write a preface on how we met.
And during a break, I would walk toward the edge of the stage and Sinatra would come over and help me off the stage. Then he would light my cigarette, and we had a lot of small talk. Huh. And he promised to come up to the club to see me later that night.
Uh-huh.
And which he did.
Really?
He watched the first show, and I hurried up and dressed and came back down to say hello to him. And we took pictures, got a picture of him holding my hand. Well, because of that incident, the drummer that was playing the music in our show at that time spread the rumor that I was Sinatra's secret girlfriend here in San Francisco. And I loved that rumor. I didn't deny it.
As my book ends, how to make two lovers.